Yeah, and this is where that really big fire happened. Look at the damage it's caused. I think if you look at this bush here, you can see how one half is completely blackened, the other half slightly scorched. That's as far as the flames got to in this garden. The reason it spread so quickly can be seen underfoot. If we look down, you can see the grass is bleached. It's bone dry. And then as we take a few steps back, you can see how that turns black. And this is where the flames took hold. And looking up over my shoulder here, you can now see the remains of what was the garden shed. There was a lawnmower in here. There was equipment for gardening, a lifetime's amount of tools, the owner tells me. And just over here in the neighbours, similar damage, the fire tearing through the fence here, taking out all the contents of this metal shed in the garden. It really has caused a huge amount of damage. They don't know exactly what started this fire, but it began in the shrubland that runs along the backs of the houses here. This shrubland runs down to a railway. And there were some 20 properties here that were a real risk. Some of them, miraculously, are very untouched by the fire, like the neighbours to this side. But some of them are so badly damaged, the flames actually reached the edge of the houses. And we saw one house where a small piece of plastic sheeting over a lean-to had started to melt. That's how close it came. The firefighters say it took them 3.5 hours to bring the flames under control. And it really was a miracle. They managed to get everyone out safely and no homes were damaged. But the worry is we were at the start of what is set to be a very hot, a very dry week. And firefighters are warning people to look out, not to leave cigarette butts lying around, not to look out for bits of glass, not to have the portable barbecues, because they see the weather in a week like this and they really start to worry.